Walter Kelly of the Wyoming Valley was a serious theater maker, and before moving to California, he took on the direction of a number of plays in which actors could shine. Butley by Simon Gray, for instance, set in the office of a university lecturer in London. A footnote here, Harry Powell, whom we'll soon meet, could have played Ben Butley if he hadn't still been a child at that time. More on that later. Walter Kelly also served as director for a production of Mornings at Seven, a comedy from the late 30s by Paul Osborne that was a real showcase for the actors Kelly knew here in the Wyoming Valley. In fact, he was able to cast four seasoned actresses who were able to put their considerable talents to work in creating distinctive characters. Chris Vail writes in his review from November 29, 1982 in The Citizen's Voice, Joan Mitchell as the unmarried sister, a free spirit, thoroughly enjoying life, and alas, her sister's husband, Joan is delightful here. Agnes Walsh, playing a character quite younger than herself, proves that you don't get older, you just get better. Agnes is a fine comic actress, looking as if she is having the time of her life, mugging and joking and being very serious. Mary Kerr is the other woman who happens to be the wife, a thoughtful presentation of a difficult role. Sylvia Sable seems to have assumed the mother role for many of the characters. She's quite good here, as usual. So, four veteran actresses from Northeast Pennsylvania, able to work together, each one with a strong role to play. One of the distinctive aspects of the new play by Barbara Pease Weber features roles for three mature actresses. It's titled Doc Franklin Escapes Cambridge, and it will be presented by Diva Theater in Scranton this weekend and next. We just mentioned Agnes Walsh, who had the role of Esther or Esty in Mornings at Seven at Showcase Theater back in 1982. As it happens, Brink Powell, who directs the Diva production, is the great-granddaughter of Agnes Walsh. And Harry Powell, Doc Franklin here, and Brink's father, is the grandson of Agnes Walsh. Now, Doc Franklin, that is Harry Powell's, eyes lit up when he learned that Grandma Agnes was featured in Mornings at Seven. While he had the role of David, a former professor, typecasting, that's the joke. And it turns out that Esther, Agnes's character, is married to David, the former professor, that David played so many years later in Mornings at Seven. So circles after circles after circles. Brink and Harry stopped in at the WBI Benko studio to talk about the brand new comedy and how it's part of Diva's mission to present original works.
I joined the board at Diva about 2 years ago. I'm actually the current board president, so they've entrusted me with that role, which is pretty awesome. And that is a great thing about Diva. You know, they do the annual one-act festival that goes up at the end of every January, and they usually do try to, I guess I should say we instead of they, try to include at least one full-length original during the course of the season. So it's definitely something that's very important to Paige and Bob, and we're happy to do it.
And we are here to talk about the play that's opening very shortly that you're directing and you are in, Harry.
I am Doc Franklin, a professor from MIT who escapes Cambridge to go to Ventnor, New Jersey to a symposium with one of my students, Liz, and all kinds of mayhem ensues.
Yes, okay, and you are a teacher, so you know how to play it, yes?
Yes, I'm a retired teacher. Yeah.
Brink, then just tell us the name of the play and tell us something about the playwright.
So the title of the show is Doc Franklin Escapes Cambridge. It is a new comedy by Barbara Pease Weber. Barbara is a local playwright. She's out of, right now, she's in Orland, Pennsylvania. She's a published playwright. She has six previous comedies that are all available to license through Concord. So we're very happy that she trusted us with bringing this newest work to the stage for the first time. And she's been wonderful, very accessible. Any questions I have, you know, we've been going back and forth via email. So she's just been absolutely fantastic to work with. And the thing that we really liked at Diva about her shows is they're all written for actresses over 40. And a lot of times when you get into roles for older women, they're not really the lead anymore. They might be like the sidekick, the nosy neighbor, the aunt, the mother, you know, those kind of stereotypical things. And she likes to write for women of a more mature age. So our three biggest roles are for women over 40.
Can you say, without again giving any more away, a little bit more about that? Sure. Or is that basically the premise?
So essentially, yes, Doc Franklin comes to Ventnor, New Jersey with his PhD student. They're going to go to a symposium and they stop by at her grandmother's house, which happens to be on the way. So he meets her grandmother and her grandmother's friends. And you kind of get, I think he actually has a line where he says he spent his entire life in the lab. So you kind of get the sense that Doc doesn't get out very often and he's definitely going to make the most of this opportunity.
Do you particularly like directing comedies?
Yeah, I think they're more fun. We've had such a blast at rehearsals. You're just laughing all the time. And theater, it's great when it says something, when it has a message, but it's also great when it's just fun. And I mean, that I think really sums up the show. When I first read it, I got a very kind of Golden Girls-y vibe. And that's what we've stuck with and what our inspiration has been.
Do we get a sense, Dr. Franklin, that you might be rather straight-laced on the outside, but there's a fellow waiting to have fun on the inside?
I am socially awkward in that I have not been out of the laboratory much. You can get the vibe that I haven't interacted a lot in social situations. So I'm just kind of like an awkward professor who just doesn't fit in and just doesn't know the regular way about to meet people and greet people and things like that. It's just kind of uncomfortable for the others as I kind of steer my way through these social situations.
Do you speak in a way that is rather formal and academic?
Yes, it's academic yet not pedantic. So he's trying to, the more he's around these women, become more and more adept at being social.
Do we get a sense, do you know in your own backstory or is it part of the script, what your specialty is at MIT, which is math, science?
He's an engineering professor.
So you can figure things out.
Yes, logically, it takes me just a short amount of time to figure out that was not appropriate. Next time I'm in that situation, I will certainly adjust myself and behave more appropriately.
If people haven't seen Diva Theater, it's small, like a black box, it's intimate. So this sounds like it might be a good show for that space.
Yeah, Diva's a black box, so we seat 60 people. And this is a great play for it because it mainly takes place on one set. So when you're working with a black box, set changes can get difficult. So it's nice that mainly the action of the show takes place at the grandmother's house. And what's especially fun about an original is, you know, when you get a scripted play, there's always a little diagram in the back of the set. And we didn't have that. So we were able to just, okay, it mentions a kitchen, it mentions a bedroom, it mentions a foyer. Like, we need these places. Where are we going to put them on the stage? So we were very free to come up with what worked best for us.
We know where we are. Mm-hmm. What about time? Are we in the now?
Yeah, we've done it modern day, you know, in the now, 2025.
And these women, do they smirk at you? Do they think you're kind of a stuffy guy whom they want to work on to lighten up?
I'm described as debonair. Not being typecast for my appearance, but that I guess I'm attractive to these older women. So therefore, the little faux pas, if you will, or mistakes that I make kind of just get looked beyond in that they're looking at me, I guess.
Now, this is interesting for our audience because you are related to each other,
yes.
Aren't you? Brink, introduce us to your dad.
Sure. So, yes, I'm directing the show, and my father, Harry Powell, is playing the title character. I actually got into theater first in high school at Lackawanna Trail, where Dad was a teacher for 33 years. And then after he retired, he got into community theater as well. So this is the first time I've directed him. We've been in a couple shows together, but our characters have never interacted, strangely enough. It was just the way it was cast. And when we had auditions, when I first read the play, I kind of did hear him in my head. But when we did auditions, I actually brought in Paige Bilitsky and David Hunnish to sit in on them so there would be no unintentional bias on my part. And they both, after auditions, looked at me and they were like, oh yeah, he's Doc Franklin. So it worked out. It worked out very nicely. Like he said, a little bit of typecasting, just a smidge.
Then we'll flip it over. Brink is directing you, but what about acting and being directed by your daughter?
Well, Brink actually got me started in theater back in 2008 when she was a student at Keystone College. They were doing a show called Museum way back in 2008, and they needed, again, typecast, a miserable old man to sit in the museum and not understand the artwork. And basically, I had very few lines, but it got me in my foot in the door, and one of my students, actually, Dane Bauer, was a security guard, and he threw me out of the museum, and from that point on, I kind of got the itch a little bit, and then over time, it was difficult, obviously, when I was teaching, but once I retired, I was able to do more and more roles.
As a writer, does Barbara Pease Weber create some snappy dialogue?
Oh, yeah, like when the ladies get together and they're, you know, chatting about this and that, you can tell that they're very comfortable with each other. They have a very close friendship, which causes some issues when, you know, maybe more than one of them's interested in Dr. Franklin. But what I really like about it is that that situation does arise, and the way that it's handled, it's not the women competing with each other or trying to cut each other down. It's being very concerned about, oh, I'm really good friends with this person and I don't want my interest in him to mess up my friendship with her. And I just think that's a really like nice, kind of refreshing take on female relationships.
Dr. Franklin, how are these women different personality-wise?
Well, one is a little more, shall we say, loose with her approach to me, if you will. And the others are a little more formal in what would be more or less a courtship type of situation. So it's very, very different, you know, how they come about their interest and show that interest in Doc Franklin.
Do you ever get to the conference?
Oh, yes. We make it to the conference, definitely. We're there.
He and the student make it to the conference, and then he comes back to Grandma Gladys's house to spend the rest of the evening with the ladies.
Yes. Oh. No, I enjoy a very nice evening with them in many ways.
So what do you think, then, about theater? Why do we need theater? Theater and laughs like this, why do you feel it's a good thing to do and a good thing for us to see now?
I think it's just different to go and see people in front of you performing. We could all sit at home and Netflix and chill all we want, but there's just a different energy when you go and see people doing it live. And there's a much different energy for us as performers to have an audience come and see us. And it's more of a shared experience that you don't get through other forms of media.
When is this being done and how can we see it?
The show is going up the next two weekends. So it's April 4th, 5th, and 6th. And then the following week, it's actually on the 10th, 11th, and 13th. So because of the NEPTA celebration, which is on April 12th, we chose to do a Thursday performance, and then there is no performance that Saturday, so we can go and enjoy the NEPTAs. So all the evening performances are at 7:30, and the Sunday matinees are at 2 p.m., and it's at the Old Brick Theater, which is 126 West Market Street in Scranton. And reservations can be made by calling the theater at 570-209-7766.
You mentioned NEPTA, mm-hmm. and maybe people don't know the acronym and know the importance of the organization.
Sure. So NEPTA stands for, and I hope I get it right, Northeastern Pennsylvania Theatrical Association. It's a group of community theaters from Lackawanna and Luzerne, and we even have one up in Susquehanna County in Montrose. And we all help each other out. And this yearly gala, we actually do nominations and awards. And actually, we have a nominee sitting right here. Dad was nominated as Best Supporting
Actor in a Drama for, I played Andrew Marsh in an original work called The Case of the Missing Will at Actor Circle. No, the nomination itself was a surprise enough. And no, this will be my first time attending the NEPTAs. Yes.
It's best to go in with no expectations.
Yes, no, very little. Little to none. So yes, but it was nice to be nominated. Yeah.
And Brink, I think there's still people who are listening who may know your great-grandmother. Tell us about this very special presence on the Wyoming Valley theater scene.
Yes, so I am the great-granddaughter of Agnes Walsh, who, as I understand it, I actually never met her myself, but she was very big in the Luzerne County theater scene many years ago. I'm not sure exactly of the timeline. So, yeah, it's theater's in the blood.
Brink Powell, who directs the upcoming Diva production of Doc Franklin Escapes Cambridge, a brand new play by Barbara Peace Weber, and Harry Powell, who is Doc Franklin, the title role, he plays that role, and he happens to be Brink's father. We heard that story. And you can see and hear the wonderful dialogue and the repartee this weekend and next weekend at Diva Theater, 126 West Market Street in Scranton. For more information, it's facebook.com/Diva Theater Scranton, DivaTheater Scranton. A new original comedy, Doc Franklin Escapes Cambridge, written by Barbara Pease Weber, directed by Brink Powell, and stage managed by Justin O'Hearn. Dr. Otis Franklin is Harry Powell, and we heard both Brink and Harry talking with us about the show. That's April 4th, 5th, 6th, 10th, 11th, or 13th, and the evening performances start at 7:30. Sunday matinees are at 2, and there is no show on Saturday, April 12th, because of the NEPTA affair. So if you need more information, you can find them on Facebook, facebook.com/Diva Theater Scranton, Diva Theater, 126 West Market Street in Scranton.